we present A Dramatic Walk Through Putney, based on the novel by Arnold Bennett, Buried Alive.
Back to the warmth of the library. Walking for 5 miles from Putney to Roehampton, then on to Barnes and now back here, has given me the idea for a new story. However, I first need to carry out some research immediately about painters and the art world before I go on to my original appointment at Dr. John Fadder's musical evening in Chelverton Road. But goodness, what's happened here? The library does look different. Why is everybody dressed in such an odd fashion? And the layout does seem to have altered somewhat since I was here a day or two ago. Well, look over there. There are still shelves with books, so I presume we're nevertheless in the library. On my left here is a notice board. And going over to it, looking close upon it, I can see pamphlets with images of I know not what. And the date on some of the notices is... Lord in heaven! Is that right? Is it a mistake, or is it the case that I seem to have catapulted 100 years ahead of my time to 2000 and... Well, hold on. By Jove, it's still 1909 out there. And you? Who are you, listening to me so closely? Are you part of this trickery too? Can you explain to me what the dickens is going on? Obviously not. Well, this puts a slightly different hue on my new story, but it won't be quite so new if we are 100 years hence. But, no matter. Maybe I, along with your good self as company, can approach this thing from a slightly different angle. If this really is 2000 and whatever, then come on, follow me through the turnstiles this way, slightly to the right and straight on further into the library. Let's go then a little to the left and around to the right here. That's it. I calculate that my new story must have been written and should already be here on these shelves. Take a look with me. Past the A's, Abercrombie, Allen, Atkins, and we should come to the B's. Skip Barker and Bernard. Ah, yes, Bennett. But no, it's Alan Bennett. And who the dickens is he? Ah, here I am. Arnold Bennett, yes, here's one of my most noted works, set in Stafford, Anna of the Five Towns. And here is another of mine, the Grand Babylon Hotel. And Lord, they even have the card. But where is this new story idea of mine? If they have the card, which I must confess scribbling off somewhat quickly to earn the advance to cover my tailor's bills, then where is the Putney novel? I know I'll write it, nay, must write it, if only to cover my growing tobacconist's bills. And if anyone imagines my sole aim is art for art's sake, they are cruelly deceived. Now, how about I put some flesh on the bones of my Putney story for you? It may require you to do some walking around the area with me for some further inspiration, but I guarantee it will be more than worth it. So first, what we need are some headlines. Turn right from these shelves and start walking straight ahead and you'll come to the newspaper corner. Right, now, go past the tables over to the shelves in front of you and pick up a newspaper. Anyone? And look at the front page. Ignore the date and disregard whatever bold black letters catch your eye, for we are concerned now with seeing behind these to another time, to my era, when they might have read something very different indeed. So, begin to turn the pages, that's right, and listen.
Death of England's greatest painter! Sudden death of Priam Fall. shot his great career prematurely closed.
Sad death of a great genius.
Europe in mourning.
Irreparable loss to the art world.
A personal blow to every lover of great painting.
You can put the paper down now. We have the start. The surprise death of a great English painter. Or maybe not. A look up and glance around you. Do you by any chance see a middle-aged man nearby? You may have to get up from your seat and move about the library shelves a bit to find our man. Come on. We're looking for someone who's reached the interesting age. I mean, the age when you think you've shed all the illusions of infancy, when you think you understand life, and when you are often occupied in speculating upon the delicious surprises which existence may hold for you. An age absurdly misunderstood by all those who have not reached it. A thrilling age. Yes, that of 50. Have you spotted our man? He may have a short greying beard or a moustache. Hair may be passing from pepper into salt, many minute wrinkles, and his eyes are most definitely sad. He may be over there, reading, standing in line at the desk, or merely walking across the floor. Take a good look at him, and commit him to memory. And then we will take his image with us, for he is our main character. Now, head for the library exit. Push through the doors of the library and you'll come out at the top of the steps. Stand here and turn to the next scene.